and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Hello.
I did it to get the whole weekly thing.
One day we're going to be weekly, so
yes.
If we keep saying it, maybe it will come
yes.
true.
It happens every once in a while. Like, some months we're weekly, and sometimes we're sort of... But we're in sort of that off sort of, non...
Yeah, it's
excuse to be not weekly season. Because right now, if you didn't know, there is no league in the Japan Professional Mahjong League, anyway, the league that Jen and I are in. There is no league play currently at the moment.
Right.
And we have no tournaments.
Do you like it better with 2 months off, or did you like it better with 1 month off?
I liked it better with just 1 month off.
Me too.
I think it's basically for all the people who are higher up in the league who have all sorts of stuff at the end of the year to take care of, you've got whole Isen, so the Phoenix Cup, plus there's Grand Prix, which is longer now, and then there are other tournaments, I guess, that sort of interfere. So it's just kind of like for the end of the year, people who really had a lot to do at the end of the year, it's kind of a pain in the neck. For those of us who don't have all that stuff to do at the end of the year, it's like, oh wow, 2 months of nothing.
Yeah, and it's like it's almost impossible to make the Grand Prix now. Pretty much the people who make it are decided. It's like the winners of tournaments and
yeah,
the same people every time.
I thought the whole point of expanding the Grand Prix was to make it so that more people could get into it, and yet they really just made it even more deterministic and like, oh wow. And so you may get like one or two more people from, I think... the only tournament winners that actually are added, I think, are just from Champions League, yes?
No, so the OE winner would be.
That wasn't always seeded into Grand Prix? So,
yeah.
Originally, I think, I guess
I didn't know they expanded it, I was just...
Well, it used to just be 16 players, I think. Or, in fact, I'm sorry.
It was just supposed to be based on points,
right.
How many points you got.
Just supposed to be based on points, and the thing is... Based on the number of points most people could get, if you won, say, any of the major tournaments, that would definitely be enough.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things about it was, one of the weird things about it was that the points that you could get for Champions League were so small that even winning Champions League. So yeah, you're right, right. So it wasn't necessarily a given that you would win just by winning Oisen. But if you did participate in the league and you won Oisen, it would be hard not to make it to Grand Prix.
Yeah.
So the way they've done it now, yeah, they've expanded it without really sort of expanding it in any meaningful way. And yeah, it just becomes more and
so
more.
So now, like, you get in if you're queued on or something, if you're level 9.
Wow, so now they don't even have to do anything all year.
I don't think they have to, yeah. I'm not completely sure on that, but it's really, like, some people, even if you had enough points before to get in, now there's too many people with the Q-dons and stuff, so...
There are people who have enough points and still are not able to make it in?
Yeah.
Because, wow, that is just ridiculous.
That happened, like, a couple years ago.
And it's so just all about trying to create more situations for more accolades to come in for people who are already at the top, and to make it easier for them to get these accolades. And, like, man, could you just have a normal tournament ever? Like, could everybody just have... Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, so they have... So the first qualifier is for people who played in all 4 title events and are queued on, who didn't win a seed. Also, the Shinjin O, so the Rookie Cup winner, and the Champions League winner. Or winners, probably.
Yes.
Mm. Other title winners that are not Renmei, not JPML. So maybe if you won a Kyokai tournament or a Mondo or something, I don't know. Whatever they decide, titles they decide are acceptable to play in this qualifier. And other people who are in the top point ranking but didn't get a further seed. So that's 20 people can play in that.
And so then 14 people go on from that?
Sure. So there are 20 people also in the second qualifier. So So they would win to the second qualifier, which also has 20 people. So it's whoever wins from that plus the Women's League winner, the Pro Queen winner, and the... Oh, 10 people. Only 10 people win from the first qualifier. And...
What a weird number for to get out of 28.
Then also Kojima Takeo and Nada are in the second qualifier. they have a special
they
seed.
They have name seeds.
Yeah.
The seed is named after
this. This is also people, the top point ranking people who didn't make it to the best 16. then they have the best 16 tournament after that, which I guess is the Honsen, the main event, which includes the Ho'oi winner, the current Ho'oi holder or whatever, the current Judon holder, Oi holder, Masters holder. And then anyone who is in the top 6 in points, it looks like. And 10 people that won from the second qualifier.
Well, it's just so frustrating that they can't ever create a tournament that just anybody could win. They really have to try to set the odds against any player that they don't want to win. And it's like, all right, let's try to make it as easy as possible for somebody that we want to win to win. Like, really, are they that scared of quote, weaker players?
I don't know.
Come on, you guys.
But I know in the first Grand Prix, they did not have the queued on, the 9 level 9 seats. That was added later. And that made it so that other people who had enough points didn't make it.
No, people who normally would have made it through the old point system did not actually make it because...
Right.
Got it.
Because they were in the top 16 or whatever points.
Wow, what a weird way of thinking.
Well, it's just such a complicated thing, right? They could just say, okay, the Grand Prix is all of these people and they do one tournament. What's wrong with that? Why do they not have to have seeds in the Grand Prix?
Yeah, it's even the Grand Prix,
points.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's such a complicated seed system. And why does...
And, you know, all right, coming up, this tournament that we have starting tomorrow. Like, it actually started out... All right, so it started out with just 3 seeds, which I think we're going to be, you know, the 3 top people who generally run Sparta. This is the Sparta Cup that Jen and I will be playing in tomorrow. And then they changed the whole thing, so basically every game you played was... It's basically Judansen, except it's maybe, say... It's basically the 10 steps tournament, but it's sort of a 5 steps thing this time.
Well, it's like an invitation-only...
Yeah, invitation 10 steps tournament. Like, you know, I mean, I'm glad that we get invited to play, and it will be sort of televised at some point. We're not sure yet if this is what's going to be live or if it's going to be televised at some other point.
It doesn't look live. It's the... Because tomorrow... Oh, they are playing it. Okay. It is live tomorrow from 5 p.m.
Well, there you go.
There
of course, that
go.
Would be too late for anybody listening to this, probably. But
it won't be too late, but I'll have it up before then.
Oh, well, there you go.
But...
If you can figure out
Nico
how to
Nico.
Through Nico Nico video, you can get it on there. Although, is it part of the pay site or not? I'm not sure.
It looks like you have to buy a ticket for it. You need a ticket or to be a member of the channel.
So. Speaking of such tournaments.
And also, yeah, we're going to be commentating possibly if we
yes.
lose.
Either we're commentating or we're playing in both games. Yeah, so you do get 2 hours, two and a half hours of each of us. Depending on how we do, you may see us playing all the time or playing and talking. Speaking of such an event, I was in the Road to Tengu Mahjong tournament last week.
Yeah. must be nice to be invited to that one.
Yeah. Thank you. Except... So I was on the B table. My opponents were Kondo. Yes, like Kondo, friend of the show.
Yes.
Ide. And another dude, Oguruma Show or something like that. I couldn't really... They said his name a couple times. It's like the kanji, I think, was... it's small, car, and like ocean, I think. Not, but not the like Western Ocean thing, like that.
Yo, yeah.
So it was like, oh, I couldn't tell if they were saying Ogurama yo or what, but it mostly sounded like Ogurama, and then I couldn't hear what came after that. Anyway, those were the, and me. We were the four players. To continue on, the only thing you had to do was not take last place. You had to be first, second, or third to continue on to the next round. All I had to do was not be the worst player that day. And by all accounts, pretty much it, like everything I did was exactly right. I was definitely not the worst player there that day. There was one time when I sort of went for it. Early on in the first game, Ide had just drawn 8,000 points all, which he did because instead of choosing one open-ended weight, I had too many mensu, I had too many groups in my hand, so the group I chose to throw away ended up being the one that came first. Had I chosen that one instead, I would have won before he was able to win that 8,000 points all hand. So anyway, he started off the game with that 8,000 points hand. So it's kind of like right off the bat, you're thinking, oh, I'm a little bit in the hole, I kind of want to go for it here. Konno had reached early on his turn as dealer, so two hands later, with the red five of bamboos. And like one tile after he reached, I think I drew the third Dora. So I had three Dora in my hand, and I was already Chi Toitsu Ishanden. I had not called for the first East that came out because I was already... I'm not remembering this right. Because for some reason I thought that I should not take that first East that came out, and I could have. I think it was because I was pretty close to Chi Toitsu Tenpai. Seven pairs Tenpai.
Yeah.
Then I drew the third... That's what happened. I drew the third Dora, so that my first triple was the Dora. So, and then I drew another of my pairs to get to four concealed triples, one away.
Wow.
And the thing is, when I drew another, I had also had my non-paired stuff early on was 6 and 7, and then I got another 6, and I was thinking, or no, I got another 9, and I was thinking, oh man, 6, 7 looks a little dangerous with Konno throwing the five of bams.
Yeah.
So I was holding on to the 6s and 7s, and then the next thing that I drew, I dropped one of my pairs. That's right, I had a pair of Norths. And both of the Norths had been dropped. That's why I didn't take that. No, I remember. This is all coming back to me.
The reason I didn't talk about Mahjong on the other podcast.
I remember the hands piecemeal. The reason I didn't call for that first East, for the first one that came out, is because by the time my first East had paired up, the two Norths were already out. So okay. I didn't really have that great a shot at even four triples, let alone four concealed triples. So I didn't take that first East. That's why I didn't take the first East. And so then, by the time I had kind of reworked my hand, I ended up drawing another six, so that I had 6, 6, 7, 9 of bamboos. And I was thinking the 6, 7 was dangerous, but now I'm only one away from four concealed triples. So I went for it. I dropped the 9, and of course it was Konno's winner. He turned over another Dora, so that's 5,800 points. That's the one thing that at the end of it all, Taki was like, "Oh yeah, that was the only place I would have done anything different." Like, and he wasn't even absolutely sure that that was a bad play. He was kind of like, "Oh yeah, you know, I mean, you could have decided not to go for it there, because it was a little bit late in the hand. Even if I'm going for it because it's a really that big a hand. All right, there's an argument to be made for not going for it there. I'm an attacking sort of player. In general, I want to go for it when I have a really big hand, but." You could even argue that, well, in that situation, it's pretty late in the hand. You know the 6-7 is dangerous. It's a good argument for not going for it there.
Yeah.
Other than that, I made no mistakes. Even, you know, by Tucky's standards. And yeah, he's a pretty good judge about mistakes. And I just lost miserably. It's just like, wow. And then at the very end, the last game, where it could have been where, you know, this is the game that decides, I just have to beat the other guy in third place. I just have to take third, I just have to be above him somehow in the rankings because of the way the points were working. If I had been a ranking above him in that game, I would have jumped ahead of him in the points. Because he was about 20, he was a little bit more than 20 points behind me. If I was just a little bit above him, the placing bonus would put me above him.
Right.
So all I've got to do is beat him. It's his turn as dealer first. I get to ready, and my weight is the two of bamboos. I've got the 1, 3, 4, 4, 4 of bamboos. All right, you know, it's not. It's obviously it's a crappy weight, but I do have the 4 wall there, and it's relatively early. I think it was the 6th draw of the hand. Oh, I can steal his turn as dealer here if people go for it, you know. And Konno and Ide, it's in their best interest to just not go for it because they're already up there, and if they just maintain their position, they're going to make it. So I'm thinking, you know, I've got this wall here. If he gets my two of bamboos, he's probably eventually going to have to throw it. So I reach. The Dorda is the red dragon. I draw the red dragon first, you know, Ippatsu. That's my first draw after I reach. Throw the red dragon. Oh, no pon. Whew, that's nice. Thank you. next draw after me, Konno draws. He takes the red dragon out of his hand and drops it. That's when the dealer decides to pon the red dragon. Huh? It just seemed like, I mean, oh man, I can hear arguments here and there for why that's not a terrible play. But in my opinion, if you had a hand worth going for that you could call the second red dragon for, you should have called the first red dragon.
Yeah. Well, after the reach, even more so. I guess, I don't know how many Shanten he was, or...
Oh, yeah, he was exchanging tiles a lot. I didn't ask him that.
So if he was only one tile away from ready, I could see him, like, wanting to reach or something like that.
Okay.
And, you know, that's one reason that you would wait. And then when the second one, you're like, well, I can't reach anymore. I might as well just take it. So that's generally the most common reason, I would think, is that you're going for a reach. And
when I asked him, he just said, yeah, I didn't really have a very good hand. I was like, what? And basically, from what I understand, based on the fact that he took that second red dragon, the draws that he got were really kind of perfect for kind of working in with him getting...
So that's an argument for the occult style.
Right, exactly. It's a perfect argument for...
from the right person.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't want your draws, he wanted Konno's draws. So.
I know, it's just like, oh my god. Is that really the way we're going to say this game works? And, you know, he's through. He has gone through on the strength of that, of what I would
and
consider to be...
And nobody sighed or anything?
Yes, no illegal size.
No unfair, dirty play. What was that? What was the wording that was used?
Dirty
there?
Trick, I think it was.
Unfair trick play.
Trick play, yeah.
Yeah.
No trick play.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. At least none that I could sort of claim had unfairly fooled me. But yeah, so I don't know. It's funny. It seems correct to play your best, and everybody said I played exactly right, and yet, well, there you have it. I didn't, as a person who does not believe in luck and does not use luck, perhaps that's why I do not win, because I don't know how to take the correct advantage of luck. Because, by all accounts, everything I did was exactly right.
Yeah, but somebody who, did anybody who follows occult say that you did that wrong?
So, you know, the more I talk to more people, Taki or Hiro or people that I think, or even Hisato, Sasaki, these are all players that you think must not believe in luck. And the more I talk to them, the more it comes out that, like, oh, well, you know what, Garth, we just decided to stop talking to you about luck. But it doesn't mean that we don't actually believe in that stuff. And they really do sort of tailor their Sparta and whatever comments they want to make to me about my play. They really just choose to not talk about luck anymore to me because they know they're just going to get into some annoying argument, I guess. I guess Taki is somebody who really does believe in that stuff.
But he still thinks that you played just fine.
Yeah, he said that everything I did was pretty much, yeah. And it's funny too because the last Sparta before the New Year's break, we were talking. He was like, "Oh yeah, Garth, if you would just play normally, you would definitely move up in league. There's no problem." I was like, "Yeah, dude, you see me play. How much differently do you think I can play from the way I do, with the way you see me all the time? You really think I'm that smashed when I show up to to League? I mean, really, I don't think the way I play is that different. And it was funny that this last time at Sparta, the game that I lost most miserably at Sparta, it was basically because the girl across from me, who's also a D1 player, she was just going for it once, and she managed to win. At that time that I reached, I had just as bad a weight as she, and I ended up drawing her winner instead of her drawing mine. And she was just, you know, she was clearly not caring about my reach, even though I was dealer. She was in first place. She could easily have given up that hand and still maintained her spot as dealer, her spot as top first place. And yet she's just going for it willy-nilly, as if I have no hand, which she could not actually know, because she had no Dorda in her hand. She had nothing. There were no Dorda on the table. There's nothing to really indicate for sure that my hand is worthless.
Yeah.
And she's just going for it. And then, as it turns out, on the second to last hand of the game, she ends up throwing a 12,000-point winner after I had reached. I end up throwing the three of bamboos, and then Yamai dropped something. I think he dropped the six of bamboos. And then she dropped the three of bamboos as the last tile of the hand. So she dropped it two tiles after mine. But in between that was a discard by Yamai. And it was his seven pairs Honitsu Dora Dora winner.
Wow.
It's just like, oh no. There you go. Leaping out of first place. And this time you're not actually trying to just win the hand. And afterwards I said to Tucky, I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. That's D1 for you right there. Could I beat another D1 player? No, I could not. I can beat you guys. I come to Sparta and I beat you guys all the time. But D1, I cannot beat those people.
Well, maybe that's why they seed.
I guess so, yeah. those players are scary. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit down on, quote, good play lately, because it doesn't really seem to get me anything.
The epic argument, right?
Right, and the thing is,
maybe you should just have fun playing
more. Yeah, I know. And, all right, obviously a lot of people complain about, you know, their good play not winning. A lot of people aren't really being honest about whether or not their play really is good and correct way to play. This is something I'm getting from other players, is that the way I'm playing is good and correct, and wow, you know, I mean, and, you know, Maihara said the same thing. He was like, oh, wow, Garth, you've gotten really good. Like, you're playing really well. I was like, I don't know what good that does. Look what I got tonight. I got nothing. But still, he's like, oh, no, I'm really impressed. Like, well, thanks. I don't know. If you could get me a seed to any tournaments, that'd be much better, much more useful for me. I don't know. So, yeah, that's my current feeling about Mahjong. don't know what to do, because good play is not winning the day.
Yeah. I don't win.
Excuse me.
When was the last time I won at Mahjong?
But you know what you did win at is picking the right team in the Super Bowl.
Yes. I didn't pick a team.
That's true. That's my team. Yeah.
That's been my team for many years.
You picked the right place to be born.
Yes. No, I really am glad that I'm from Seattle. I hope there's some Seattle Mahjong Club people listening.
Yes, congratulations to all the people, other people from Seattle, too.
Dude, they were talking about playing Mahjong, like, instead of watching the NFC Championship.
Wow.
Yeah. So
those are some committed Mahjong players. The NFC Championship.
I put some comments on there, which was against your Niners.
I guess our Niners, yeah. Yes.
And
who played well.
No, it was a good game.
It was a really good game.
Better than the Super Bowl, actually. Actually, after the Super Bowl, Richard Sherman uh-huh. tweeted, the actual Super Bowl was the NFC Championship 2 weeks ago. Niners, you're the second best team in the league.
yeah, that was, wow. Talk about falling apart. Phew.
Yeah, it was bad game for the Broncos.
That's one of those things also. Like, you don't want to take credit away from the Seahawks. Perhaps it was something they did.
Well, there were a lot of mistakes that the Seahawks caused them to make.
Right. So that perhaps the way they played, well, definitely the way they played, the way the Seahawks played caused the Broncos to make more mistakes. But it's hard to imagine the very first mistake. Like, their first play, just shoot the ball over the... It's hard to really credit the Seahawks with that. That's just... I mean, maybe they...
All right, well, we'll give those 2 points back.
Right.
You want to just... We'll give 41 to eight instead of 43 to 8. That's okay.
Yeah, it just... It must have started such a downward spiral in...
Yeah, well, that happens in Mahjong, too.
Right.
You know? Like... You make a mistake, or you play well and lose a hand, and then you just get into a mindset that, oh, I can't win this anyway. What's the point of even drawing tiles? No, I'm just going to pass the rest of this hand.
I fold. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be interesting to see how that game... I mean, obviously, there's no way to tell now, but how different might that game have been had they made their first snap?
Yeah.
Because, man, which way to just shoot yourself in the foot... on the starting line. Like, you don't even wait till you're 50 yards into the 50-yard dash to shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, that was the fastest scoring Super Bowl in history. There was a return on... I did look that up. There was a return on the kickoff before.
Uh-huh.
But that took 14 seconds.
Wow.
It was 12 seconds. And with our 12th man, that's a good number, 12 seconds to score. And after halftime, when we returned the pass, it was only 12 seconds. I returned the kick.
Really?
It was a 12-second score. So and we scored in the first 12 seconds of each half.
Also, I think it was also the longest unanswered, like, initial point scoring run ever. Like, 36 unanswered points to before the Broncos could find, or yeah, the Broncos could finally score a point. The Seahawks totally dominating the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and best defense against best offense. And it's the sixth time in history that happened, and five times the defense has won.
Yep. There you go.
If you like football,
best
like
defense.
We do. We like football.
Best defense. Best offense is a good defense.
Yeah. Defense wins. So use that in your Mahjong.
Yes.
Make sure you fold when you need to.
Yes. Fold at the magical time when you know that it's the right time to fold.
The best way to do that is to put mirrors right in front of all the other players.
Yes. A little mirror on their forehead so you can see whether they're ready or not.
Sometimes I think that I have a mirror. Do you ever feel like that?
I do feel like that sometimes. Like,
did you know?
I know. I didn't reach. I don't look that different right now. Is there some way that am I throwing the tiles away too quickly
did
after
I sigh? From the... Like, it's amazing sometimes.
How
it's
do
like,
they know?
Where is the mirror on my shirt?
Okay, I feel like I may have rambled a little bit about something. I'm not sure which.
No, it's been good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did good segues into our football and stuff.
Yes. Stuff coming up. Well, we've got this thing tomorrow, which you may or may not hear in time about. So, we will be on the Ron's Nico channel.
No, JPML's Nico.
Oh, JPML's Nico
channel.
I
think
Nico
it's different
channel.
Than Ron. And they're doing table A and table B. Is that what time do you come in tomorrow?
I think I come in at 4:30, and you come in at 3:15.
What?
No,
I was told 4. The game starts at 5. 3:15?
I'm not sure. I never pay attention. To these
Okawa
things.
Told me. 5 or 4, I mean.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
I sure hope it's 4.
I'm from Barcelona. I seem to have misplaced my phone.
Yeah, now I'm looking it up. When do you guys like to listen to us look it up?
I know. My phone is invisible.
It was like vibrating the whole...
Oh, there it is.
My time has disappeared.
If you want to watch us, the time that...
Well,
at
it
least
starts at 5. It's in there. It starts at 5.
Oh,
but I'm just making sure that I don't have to be there at 3:15.
It's probably true that this is not actually something that...
Oh, it's in my old phone. It's not in this phone.
Jen is supposed to get there at... 4 o'clock. Sorry.
Thank you.
4 o'clock,
oh, God,
and
the
game starts
the
at 5 o'clock. I'm supposed to get there at 5:30, and my game starts probably 6-ish. Well, there you have it.
Wow, that's a big difference. You're supposed to get there at 5:30.
Yeah.
So that's an hour and a half after we get in.
There's probably a little bit more extra preparation just for you guys. Well, you're at the same table with Oukawa.
Yeah.
Big River.
Wow, oh, that's a lot of time.
Please beat the crap out of Ide.
I would love to. You know I would love to.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm not sure if anything else is going on coming up. You know what? There may still be a chance to get into the Nihon, the Japanese Professional Mahjong Association's tournament,
the Nihon Open. Open. Yeah.
That's coming up. Check their website. Our qualifier is at the beginning of March, so I think
it's March 1st.
So the non-pro qualifier is probably the week before. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, I am Garth E G A R T H E E E on Twitter.
I'm Mahjong Jen with one N.
And I am Garth E with just one E at reachmahjong.com. And Jen is just Jen, yes?
J-E-N-N. J-E-N-N.
Two N's. At reachmahjong.com.
Yeah.
Give us a shout. We love hearing from you. Thanks, McMasters, Ozball, Milk Maniac, all you guys for saying hello to us.
I think at least two of those were the same person. I know,
one of them, yeah. I wasn't sure which one was which. So yes, we got a few people on there, and we'd love to hear from you. So, keep playing Mahjong and shoot us your questions.
See ya.